Hello, Freedom Nation. It's Jeff here once again with another episode of the Freedom Nation podcast. And on this show, I get to interview somebody who I really have a massive amount of respect for, who helped me, although he didn't know it, helped me to launch after my Freedom Day into real estate. And that kind of really changed my life after that. So mad props to him. I've got Chris Krohn on. If you don't know who Chris is, just Google him or go on YouTube and you will see him everywhere. Usually he's somewhere incredibly fun with his family, enjoying himself while his empire kind of works around itself. But you are going to learn a ton today. You're going to get a lot of value out of him. So stay tuned and we will be right back on in just a second.
Welcome to the Freedom Nation Podcast with Jeff Kickle. On this show, Jeff shares his expertise in financial and retirement planning from a different perspective. Planning for your Freedom Day, which is the first day that you wake up and have enough income or assets and do not have to go to work that day. Learn how to calculate what you need, how to generate income sources, and listen to interviews from others who've done it themselves. Get ready to experience your own Freedom Day.
All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Chris Krohn, how are you, my friend?
Jeff, great. Glad to be here, man. Excited to talk Freedom Day, man.
I love it, man. And like I said, I one, absolutely thank you for what you did for me. I learned a massive amount from your programs and stuff like that. And then I kind of put my own riff on it. Let's get started. For people that don't know you, can you tell us kind of just the quick cliff notes of your story of how you got to where you're at today?
Yeah, sure. So I was a broke college kid and I found the love of my life on the third day of class. And I was a little bit late and entering the college scene because between high school and college, I did a 2-year Christian mission for my church. And so, man, I was just ready to get going. And I met like this most amazing girl. Every great story starts with a girl, right? And we were married 9 months later.
Wow.
And so I found myself, you know, basically a sophomore in college. I thought I wanted to be a doctor. I had my life all planned out. And I started taking my pre-med classes. And I sold this girl on this idea that, like, I'm going to be this great, you know, successful doctor. And after taking organic chemistry twice and getting a worse grade on the second go around, I bailed. And I remember that she was not disappointed at all. I guess she didn't want to be married to a doctor. She just believed in me. She's like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But then I kind of went into this depressive slump because I had this telemarketing job. I was going to school full time. I was working full time. And for the next 4 months, like, I was just hating life. I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I didn't know what I wanted to be. I had all this pressure. You have to get a degree. And I was like, I keep trying on the degrees. And this one pays 50 a year. And this one pays 40,000 a year. And this one pays 60,000 a year. The one I like the most paid the least. And I'm like, this is stupid. I'm never going to be able to take care of my family. My parents always fought about money. I'm just going to be the next generation that does it the same way. But there was a day that changed my life. And that was a day, Jeff. This is not my Freedom Day. This is the opposite. This is the slavery day. This is the day where I came home from work early to take an early lunch because I had already gotten up at 5 a.m. I had already done 18-hour credits for school. And then I was only a couple hours into my job and I just found myself so depleted taking these telemarketing calls with no future in front of me. So I went home hoping to get, you know, just some lunch and a cuddle with my wife that I rarely saw because I was so busy with full-time school and full-time work. But when I came home, I did not expect to find her in tears. And I was like, I guess when I imagined you being home alone, you'd be doing schoolwork or you'd be happy or living your life. I didn't imagine you'd be crying like this. What's wrong? And she said, Chris, we have tuition due in 3 weeks and we can't pay for it. We have rent due next week. We've already spent our upcoming paycheck. And I tried to buy groceries and I couldn't afford them. I literally bounced a check. I've never experienced that before. And I ran home literally in tears, empty handed. And I was like, oh my gosh, my wife is hungry.
Yeah.
My cupboards are empty and I'm a starving student. And that day was actually more important than my Freedom Day because it's what set me up for my Freedom Day. that was the day where I found deep within myself the motivation where I said, I will do whatever it takes to never be in this situation ever again. I'm not going to be like my parents. I'm not going to fight about money. I will find a way. And it broke me from the college mold because I knew that college wasn't my solution. Yeah. And so all of a sudden I was like, okay, I don't know where I'm going to find it, but I'm going to go look for it. And a few months later, I found my first mentor who had made over $10 million in real estate. And I just basically followed him around, started learning everything I could. And by the time I graduated college, I took $3,300 and I turned it into $1.6 million.
Unbelievable.
And my freedom day just after graduating college was when I walked from a six-figure, good-paying job, never to set foot in the corporate world ever again.
And it can be done. I mean, that's the thing. You know, I think when I look at your story, I mean, you know, once again, I knew a little bit about the story. I mean, that's a hard way to come home. But I think it was that moment in life where you look and you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know I would feel exactly the same way you do. You know, if I saw my wife crying, like, and I've had that happen, you know, my life was corporate for a long time and then switched to, hey, I'm going to go launch businesses and all this. And my wife is always the supportive one who's like, all right, well, let's go do it. And I've come home to that before just in our business instead. So yeah, I see where you come from there. So if somebody's sitting out there today and they're like, you know what? I'm in where Chris was, or I'm sitting in a cubicle just dying a bit every day, you know, and they say, hey, I'm kind of interested in what Chris is doing. What's kind of that first step? What would you recommend for that person today?
Well, I think the first step is decide what you want, right, and then to put conviction around it that says, no matter what, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, when I bought my very first house with my mentor's help, I bought it $40,000 below market. It was a cheap little thing. It was a $150,000 old home that needed a lot of repair and fix up. But we bought it, we rented out the basement, and it covered the mortgage. Mm-hmm. And so when we got that house and we were living in it for free, I had caught the vision, but my wife hadn't. Yeah. $40,000 of equity on paper meant nothing to her, but living for free meant something to her. A year later, Jeff, we used the equity in that first house, got a home equity line of credit to buy the second house. When I bought the second house, my wife's even more nervous. She says, Chris, we're not even going to live in it. And I said, just trust me, babe. And we bought the house. We did a lease option. I collected $3,000 down. We were making $600 a month of positive passive income. And I remember that it was in the third month of owning that house, my wife called me in to our little tiny little office and sat me down at the computer. And she said, okay, I've got a problem. I said, what's the problem? She says, we get $600 left over every month on this house. I said, yeah, I know. That's why we did it. She's like, yeah, but it's real money. It's like $600. And I'm like, well, what have you been doing with it? And she's like, well, I've just been paying down the credit card, which made her really happy because mm-hmm. it was our first time actually getting out of debt instead of going into debt. And when we were done, she's like, Chris, did you know that we're living for free on this house and earning $600 on the second one? I'm like, yeah, that's why we're doing this. She's like, Chris, did you know that our net worth is like $100,000 and we're in college? I'm like, yeah, that's why we're doing this. And she's like, so then it was her idea. It was bright. She's like, what if we bought enough homes where you didn't have to have a job? And I was like,
touchdown.
Eureka! Totally. So we decided that if we could buy 20 homes and make $500 on each one of them, I'm making $10,000 a month. To us, we were so poor, that was rich. Yeah. Like $10,000 a month seemed like a lot of money.
Yeah.
And 4 years later, we had 25 homes that were paying us $12,500 a month. And that's what led to my freedom day moment.
Yeah, because I mean, at that point, if you decided, hey, I don't even want to work anymore, you could just have stopped. Yeah. But you've never stopped. You keep going. Have you hit the $1 billion mark yet? I know that the last time I was. Yeah.
I'm not a billionaire.
Okay.
But I got my plan. But to answer your question, though, you're like, where does a person start? It starts with vision.
Yeah.
You know, my vision was I need 20 homes mm-hmm. to make me $10,000 a month. And you know, the day that I walked into my boss's office, I remember waking up that morning. At that point, I was now living in like a 10,000 square foot home. We had just built it. We had designed it from scratch. It was right out of Sundance Film Festival in the canyon, really beautiful. And I turned to my wife as I woke up that morning from bed and I said, is today the day?
Yeah.
And she said, yes, if you want, today's the day. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was making, you know, 135 grand a year at my job. Okay. My real estate was paying me about 150 grand. So altogether, I was making about 280 grand. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous to quit the job because I was going to kind of cut my income in half. And that's why I asked her, like, is it now? Mm-hmm. And she just said, I believe in you. So that day, had a really nice breakfast. I drove my BMW convertible into the office, and I was about to grab my brown box to put all of my stuff in. But as the building is made of glass. So as I step out, I felt foolish. So I threw the box back in the car. And then I walked in the building and quickly started meeting colleagues. And I was like, it was like I had a secret and I could feel like my face was broadcasting. I don't want to talk to anyone. I made a beeline to my boss's office.
Work back.
And I knocked, And I knocked on his door. I'm like, Aaron, I got to talk to you. He says, dude, it's Monday. It's crazy. We got to do this. Can we do this tomorrow? I'm like, no, we cannot do this tomorrow. So I go in his office. I shut the door and I said, Aaron. And then last minute, I don't know why my brain works this way, but I was like, what if I asked for a raise to keep me just a little longer? So I said, Aaron, I need a $70,000 raise because that would pay me over 200 grand a year. And Aaron looked at me and he laughed and he said, no. And all of a sudden I knew it was ridiculous. And I said, no, Aaron, like, thank you. It's been great. Today's my last day. I got to go. Thank you. Yep. You know, I've bought real estate. I'm doing well. And he thanked me. He appreciated me. And that day I decided not to keep anything from work. I didn't want to take anything home.
Yeah.
I just wanted to leave empty handed. But I'll tell you what, when I drove home in my convertible and I hit the highway and I had the wind in my hair, like I felt like the freest man. I had no idea there was oxygen to breathe with that kind of freedom. And I started calling. I called my wife, Colleen. I said, I did it. And she's like, yeah, I knew you were going to do it. I'm like, I know, but just celebrate with me. And I called a few others and, you know, it sounds really weird when a 26-year-old retires, but real estate did that for me. And, you know, the truth is I never retired. It took me 6 months to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Yeah. But the first step is to have a vision. Yeah. You need to have a vision that you're willing to be convicted by.
And I think that was the other important part is, you know, somebody, you know, one person may go, well, I'm going to retire. I'm just going to be, you know, and I talk to so many people that are part of the FIRE movement, and you know, they'll spend their entire life limiting themselves and all that, and then it's like, okay, now I make this move and I've reached that point where I've, you know, I'm free and I'm retired, and then they don't know what to do with life. And I think that your point there is extraordinarily important. You got to know what you want to do, and it might take you 6 months or a year. For me, when I sold my business the first time, you know, it took me really about a year to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up at that point. And I thought I knew. I mean, I honestly thought I knew beforehand. So you kind of, you did the real estate route, but then you started getting on YouTube and stuff like that and teaching other people. So can you talk about that transition too?
Yeah, you know, I would never wanted to go on social media. There was this guy that followed me. He's like, dude, you're so good. I go to all your live events. I think what you're teaching is really big. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, let me film you every 3 months. Give me one day every 3 months and we'll shoot like 13 videos and then I'll just post one a week on YouTube. I think it'll be great. Sure. We did this for 2 years, very little traction. And after the 2 year mark, I'm like, dude, why am I doing this? Well, we shot one more video. It got millions of views. And I was like, oh, and I started getting reach and I started helping a lot of people like you, Jeff. Yep. I mean, we've never met, but your life has been super, you know, positively impacted by what I've done. Yep. And that's really the biggest reason why I started doing it. But, you know, more than that, I found a niche that doesn't exist. Mm. You see, there's two types of people. When it comes to real estate, there are those that want the benefits of real estate and there are those that want to do real estate. Yeah. And 20 years ago, people thought the only option was to just, you have to learn how to do it. So becoming a real estate investor means it's a side job and you got to get leads, or you got to drive for dollars and you got to learn how to do it. And it takes money to make money. And I just said, you know, what if there was a second option? What if I'm an expert at doing real estate? What if I've done $2 billion worth of real estate, 6,500 single family homes? What if I'll do all of the work? What if I'll identify the markets and the homes and do all the work? What if you put up the money and we just split the profits 50-50? And you know what? That struck a chord. I today have 2,000 partners around the world.
That's awesome.
That have met me through social media.
Yeah.
And they, you know, these aren't rich people. These are poor people, middle class poor. They got 401ks and IRAs, which means no money in their bank accounts. They've got half paid off houses or paid off houses. Some of them are Dave Ramseyites, where they're like, we don't know what to do. We don't have a financial plan. So we're just trying to accumulate money and pay stuff off.
Yeah.
Every day, somewhere in the world, one of them calls my company and says, I've been watching Chris Krohn for years or months or whatever. And he has this incredible track record now for almost a quarter of a century. Can I just use my 401k or IRA or home equity and partner with him, put up the money, and then we just split the profits? And I find people every day that want to do that with me. And so what it does is, you know, over my, we just ran a report, Jeff, on the last decade of my real estate. Yeah. The last 2,130 rentals, we are averaging 60.65% annual ROI.
That's awesome.
We are killing it. And it's because I've systematized everything like an engineer. And so people hear that and they're like, well, I'm making, you know, like 4% my 401k or 5 or 6% my IRA on the 30-year average. Yep. Like how much more with compounding interest is 60%? And I say, well, it's about 75 times more money, 74. So now over 20 years, someone can retire. They can move a 401k into real estate, make millions of dollars. Yep. It's all passive. It's totally turnkey. And people love that. And so there's people every day that find me and just say, how does it work to partner with you? Mm-hmm. And every day someone says yes. And so that's, social media has just brought me to a place, Jeff, where I think there's a lot of ways that I create value. One is just by helping everyone for free. And then I help a handful of people build their portfolios for them and just help them have their retirement end game done.
Yeah. Well, but I, you know, I think the other part too is, I mean, you put together fantastic training too. So for somebody like me, where I was like, you know what, I want to do this on my own, or I had my own kind of unique riff on the way to do it. You know, I leveraged what you taught me, you know, and I think the way you do it is very simple. Yeah. It's just like, okay, you know, we're going to buy 20 houses over X period of time or whatever, and that's going to get you to your number. And for me, it was same thing. I'm like, okay, well, what's a different way? Is there a different way I could do it? And I kind of found a little tweak of that way of doing it from that perspective. But I love the fact that, you know, somebody can just go, you know what, I've got money, or I've got a little bit of money, and I just want Chris to run the show and his team to run the show. So, you know, of course, the next thing that you always hear from people right now is, well, interest rates are high and real estate's terrible and all that. What's your take on that now? I mean, you're the expert. Well, you tell me.
So first of all, consumers always run in the opposite direction of investors. They're counter-cyclical. And so you're right. If you are not a real estate investor, but you want to be one, then it means you're going to be really tapped into what your family thinks about the market, about this administration, about interest rates. And let me tell you what you're thinking. Interest rates are high. You're wrong. You're thinking that money's really expensive. It's not. Did you know that on the 40-year average, interest rates today are still lower than the 40-year average? We got used to a decade of free money at 3%, and we became brats. We're like, that's normal. Yep. Like that's what we should get. Like nothing is good until we get back to that. I'm like, let me tell you something. If you buy real estate at 5% versus 8% on an investment loan, in your mind, you're like, my cash flow just got hampered because that interest rate is so high. For me, I'm like, my 60% ROI maybe drops to like 57%. Like it's negligible. So interest rates, like if interest rates go double digit, I'm still going to be buying real estate. It still is going to make sense if you have the right strategy. So consumer mindedness basically says to be rate conscious. No, you should be profit conscious. Yeah. You should be ROI conscious. I get people that, you know, basically will look at that and then they'll get with me and they'll be like, okay, so interest rates are the problem. I'm like, no, that's not the problem. Your problem is that you don't understand these three letters, ROI. Well, what does return on investment have to do anything? It's like everything. You put your money into a 401k and you get 4.2% on the 20-year average. You put your money in the stock market, and adjusted for inflation, the 100-year average in the stock market is 3.52%. You put your money in an annuity to earn 2.9%. You put your money in a savings account to earn 0.02%. So we are all financially illiterate. J.B. Shea, French economist, basically said that creating wealth is moving money from low yields to high yields. Guess what I'm doing? I'm just moving from a low to a high yield. And someone says, well, if you have a higher ROI, you must have higher risk. I'm like, well, first of all, let's do your math. Yeah. If all of your assets are averaging a 5% return, you won't compound anything meaningful except for 7 lifetimes. So you have 40 years. You don't have enough time for that to become meaningful. At age 65, the average person in their 401k and IRA has $254,000, but is living off of $85,000 a year. In essence, after 40 years of working, do the math, you have saved 3 years of retirement. That's it.
Yep.
So what are you going to do? Get a job at Walmart? No, you need a better plan than that. If you're listening to this and you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, even in your 50s, it's not too late. In your 60s, I got news for you. Because you thought the safest thing was to earn 5%, you lost your most important asset, time. Now, you can still do something about it, but now you have to take higher risk to get ahead. The younger you are, you can actually afford to take lower risks and still meet the goal.
Yeah.
You see, if I can help someone, right? This is worth writing down if you're listening to this. If you partner with me and I buy you one rental, on average over 20 years, I turn that into $12 million, 12.4. And if we're 50-50 partners, that's 6 for you, 6 for me. Well, what's $6 million in paid off real estate? It's about 300 grand a year. Tax-free money. And guess what? Every year it grows by about 5 to 10%.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not the way. I'm not the only way. I'm just a way.
Yeah.
But I've automated it for people so that they can invest in real estate. And Jeff, I don't know if you want everyone to have this, but I've got a lot of free books and Absolutely. Event tickets and resources of people. Yeah. Do you mind if they have some free tools?
No, I think let's do that, my friend. Because like I said, my first introduction to you was a YouTube channel and your one book that was kind of like the boom.
Well, I will give you guys what I gave Jeff and a few more bonuses. If you guys go to freewealthgift.com, that's where you can get a whole bunch of free stuff from me, including a free game plan. And if you're interested in partnering with me, you just talk to a member of my team and let us evaluate your finances. But I can tell you this, if you saved up enough money in a retirement account or equity in your home, if you've owned a home for 5 years or longer, you have over 100 grand of equity. Mm. You just move that into one rental and 20 years from now, you could be sitting on millions of dollars by the numbers, by the book.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know, one of the things I loved about your strategy when you first talked about it and when I first learned about it too, is, you know, where you'll kind of look at, all right, let's say we bought a property together. And then a few years down the road, okay, well, we've got a profit in this. We've got equity in this. If you want, we can split this and create, you know, 2 properties and 4 properties and, you know, 8 properties at that point. So I really love that overall approach to it without, you know, the old school, you know, all right, zero down, try and make this work. And, you know, it works until it doesn't work at that point.
This is the one thing, Jeff, this is a huge misnomer that people don't get because they're like, how are people making millions of dollars in real estate? Let me break it down. Let's just say that I'm not earning 60% on real estate. Let's say you're doing it on your own, but you're earning 25%. I think if you read my books and follow my strategy, you should be making 25% a year on your money. You'd have to be pretty dumb not to if you can follow a simple model. So let's say you're making 25%. And let's say you pulled some money for a down payment on just one property and you're making 25% a year. Doesn't matter how much you put in, you're making 25% on whatever you put down. Well, let's look at what happens to 25% over 5 years. 25%, 50, 75, 100. By the fourth year, I've doubled my money. And by the fifth year, I've made 125%. Mm-hmm. So after 5 or 6 years, guess what you can do? Sell that one property and take the original down payment plus all of the profits and turn it into 2 properties.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you're making 25% on each property. Now your original dollar is making 25 on one. Your profits of that property are making 25 on another. What's 25 plus 25? You're now making 50% on your money. 5 years later, you're making 100% on 4 homes. 5 years later, you're making, you're making, it's just doubling. It's just doubling over and over again until eventually you get to a place with where you're like me, you're like, Chris, I'm making 1,000% on my money every year that I originally invested. I'm like, yep, me too. Yep. That's using time. Now, by the way, it's not get rich quick, but anyone that does this for 10 to 20 years, it's going to be the smartest thing that you ever did. You'll regret it. You'll regret every dollar you got on a 401k match and you'll regret trying to pay off your house. You'll have wished that you had just bought more real estate first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Chris, is there anything new in your world that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, there's a lot new in my world.
Surprise.
I mean, I'm doing private equity. Okay. I'm teaching people how to do mergers and acquisitions, buying and selling companies. I've diversified into some really cool fix and flip strategies, some entitlements. There's a lot going on in my neck of the woods. I'd say the biggest one is that we have a lot of what I call broke millionaires. Mm. Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of broke middle-class paper millionaires. What it means is you've been at your job for 20, 30 years. You've got $500,000-$700,000 in your retirement accounts. You've got $500,000 of equity in your home. You're a millionaire, but you don't feel like it because your equity pays you nothing. Your 401k pays you nothing. Your IRA pays you nothing. You're a broke millionaire. Mm-hmm. You see, if I have $1 million, my $1 million gives me performance. I make money on my money. You're not making money on your money. So what I've been doing is I've created a little club for the broke millionaires, and they come into a club where they get to work with me one-on-one. Mm. And then I basically help convert their net worth into a passive income.
That's awesome.
And that's also been a really fun thing that I've been doing, which is, hey, you've worked hard your whole life. You've accumulated the money. It's just not performing. Let me get you performance on your money. That's been really popular for a lot of people. And so I've enjoyed doing that as well.
That's fantastic. No, that's very cool. Well, let's transition into the fast five questions. So I asked this of everybody I've interviewed. I've interviewed like 3,100 people over 10 years. So we've used this. So first question, you wake up in the morning and business is gone. You have $500 in your pocket, laptop, computer, place to live, food and clothing. What do you do first?
Well, I have an asset. It's my most valuable asset. And it's the same asset whether I have lost all my money, whether I went bankrupt, or whether I'm rich. And that asset is my reputation. Mm-hmm. And I want to break this down into something that is not Chris Kron oriented, but that is you oriented. Let me break down what I mean by reputation. I don't mean my social media. Mm-hmm. Here's what I have. My real estate, my 6 inches between my ears. I have the ability to go into social media and just basically say, hey guys, what's up? I've bought X number of properties and I make X amount of money on them, and I've got some deals coming up. Does anyone want to do some deals with me? And I'm going to find someone that is going to say, yeah. And I'm basically going to pick up someone that has retirement money or equity in their home or a 401k. And I'm going to say, cool, I'll fund the deal. You fund the deal. Let's go. And better yet, I think that I'm giving you a lot of value. So I think you should actually pay for some of my time, because I'm going to show you how to do this. I'm going to make you, you know, potentially rich. I think you should pay for some of that. Mm-hmm. So I'd have someone stroke me a check right out of the gate just to access my knowledge.
Yeah.
And my experience.
Love
so
that.
Take everything away from me.
Yeah.
And you haven't taken anything from me. If I lose my jets, I lose my 35,000 square foot house, I lose it all. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I am my most valuable asset, not what I own. My credit score, by the way, doesn't matter. Yeah. I never use it for doing anything, right? My bank account doesn't matter. It's just knowledge.
I love experience, it. Love wisdom. It. All right. Next question. What's your biggest business mistake you've ever made?
Jeez. Which one haven't I made? Jeez, I
pick one.
I know how to lose millions. I did a really bad acquisition last year, and I lost $3.2 million. Ugh. Yeah, it wasn't huge, but it was enough to be like, yeah. I could have done without that, right? Especially coming off of Biden economics.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My mistake there was there was something I wanted from the company, and I got it,
okay.
And I assumed that the rest of the company would be good, and it wasn't. And in the end, I gave the company back, but I kept the shiny object that I liked in it.
That works. And maybe that $3 million was worth the shiny object, I guess. Right.
Not yet.
At some point it will be.
Yeah.
All right. What's a good book that you'd recommend for our audience?
All of my books. Just kidding. No. On a more serious note, so I've written some great real estate books. Mm-hmm. You know, The Straight Path to Real Estate Wealth is a guide for anyone to start from nothing. Yep. and go fully to hero, meteoric rise kind of stuff. But I wrote a book called Time Machine. It's my last book I've written, which is
read that
all
one
about
yet.
This book is about, Jeff, five different opportunity costs with evaluating an opportunity. So whether you're trying to improve your marriage or your health or your business, your real estate, we have to have a lens through which we make decisions. And most human beings, they make decisions that are either logical or financial. And that is a big mistake. Mm-hmm. Because your brain has gotten you here and can only get you more of what it's gotten. So if you're looking for huge quantum leap growth instead of like little bits incremental growth, then you have to learn how to access a different system rather than what you think you know, because the most dangerous information is what you think you know.
That's awesome.
So in this book, I basically teach you how to access other people's wisdom, how to access higher store powers of energy and intuition. I teach you how to access joy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that will make decisions that are logical, and this thing does not want you to be happy. And so a lot of people will make financial decisions and logical decisions, and they'll become grumpy and unhappy with the passage of time when it comes time to be old and say, where am I fulfilled? Where have I done what really mattered? They don't actually have a lot on the tick sheet. And that's because they were using a reptilian brain to make rudimentary decisions, when to make a life worth examining, you need to access something greater than that. So I wrote a book called Time Machine, teaching people how to do that. But if you're literally young and starting from nothing, I got my kids right now reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. Yeah. Great book on the basics, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. These are classics. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of books, but here's my better recommendation. Everyone should be reading a financial book, mm-hmm. And then they should swap off, I believe, with a personal development book. Mm-hmm. And ping, 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 go back and forth. A money book, a personal development book, mm-hmm. a money book. Why a money book? Because there's no financial education. And if you are listening to this, it's clear that you want to become a multimillionaire, maybe not rich, but you want to be successful. And readers are leaders. Mm-hmm. And so you should always be reading what you're trying to master. So I'd always be reading money books. And then the second one is I would always be reading personal development, because there's so many dang good books out there for expanding your mindset. Again, this is my number one asset, the real estate between my ears. So I'm cultivating both of those.
I love it. Love it, my friend. Okay. What's a tool that you use in your business every day that you might recommend?
Integrity.
I like that.
When you say you're going to do something, you do it. Now, the reason why I give you this weird answer on integrity is because I use my phone to track integrity.
Okay.
You see, most people have a very low integrity quotient. That means that when I poll the average person, hey, the things that you say you're going to do, how many of them do you actually do? Mm-hmm. Most people average about 50%. That would be like saying, oh, like I'm proposing to you, Jeff, I would like to marry you, and I'm going to give you 50% of my effort and 50% of my heart. Doesn't that sound attractive? No one's going to say yes to that proposal. And yet that's the way we show up in life to ourselves, is we show up with half integrity. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you become a person of your word, if you say you're going to do 10 things and you do all 10, you're striving to have perfect integrity. That person will go places in life, track them. They will always become either successful or massively fulfilled. And the reason why I talk about tool, because I use my phone to track integrity. If I say I'm going to do something, like let's say Jeff's like, hey, Chris, would you come and join me on a podcast?
Yeah.
And I say yes, it goes on my phone. Mm-hmm. And if it's on my calendar, I do it.
Yeah.
And so that my phone is where I track my integrity. It also means that if I say I'm going to, sorry, mom, I'll call you back in 5. I better call her back in 5 minutes and not 60 minutes or in 3 days, because I need to do what I do. I need to do what I say I'm going to do when I say I'm going to do it. And if I can strive to have perfect integrity, I got news for you.
That is awesome. That is You're the best answer I've ever heard to that one. Mm-hmm. All right. Last question. What is your definition of freedom?
Time and money. You can't have one without the other. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, I'm going to say something that I think might surprise some people. For a guy who's owned jets and has traveled the world and has been to the Olympics and has done some crazy stuff, I'm going to tell you something. It is true that happiness doesn't come from money. More money simply opens up the opportunity of more options. If you start out financially in the game the way I did, where there's this empty pit and it's never enough and you're never content, it doesn't matter how much money you throw in that pit, you're never going to feel worthy. You're never going to feel like you're enough. Right now, I'm starting a movement, Jeff. It's an anti-success movement. And I'm teaching people, counter to the culture of success, what I'm really teaching people is balance. So we are in excess so much. Like, we are living richer than kings of 100 years ago and pharaohs of the past. Guys, we have everything at our fingertips. We have all of this knowledge, all of this information. And if you get stuck in our success movement, it's always a nicer car and a bigger house, and it's a fancier trip, and it's a hotter wife. And the truth is that if you get stuck in that paradigm, you'll never arrive at a destination that feels right. If you can learn, I'm starting to brand myself the minimalist millionaire. I'm selling off all of my stuff because I've learned that really what I need to be happy in life takes like nothing. And when I say nothing, I almost mean nothing. Like, it's ridiculous how little I need to be a happy human being. So I would caution everyone listening that yes, invest in real estate, access these ROIs. It's not get rich quick. Take 20 years and make millions of dollars, not to be rich. Because the truth is, even if you had $10 million, it's going to pay you, you know, $1 million. It's going to pay you $500,000 a year. You might think that's a lot of money, but I'm sure in 10 or 20 years with the government's decisions that's making today, it won't feel like it. So instead of waiting to be happy when you achieve a level of success, invert it. On your journey of becoming success, value choices that you make today that help you feel fulfilled.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, thank you for joining me on the show. Can you just give us that one website again that we can get all the free stuff from?
Freewealthgift.com. Go to freewealthgift.com and you can access books, tickets to my upcoming events. You might even show up at my personal house. That's where I'm doing some of my meetings. Like if you want a game plan and you want to know what a multimillionaire would do if he was in your shoes, go to freewealthgift.com, light it up. Let me create some value for you.
Brilliant. Well, Chris, thank you for joining me on the show. It was exactly what I was hoping it was going to be. I think probably my favorite thing to watch is what you and your family together just having fun. That was what taught me about who you were, was, you know, it's really about your family more than anything and just having fun with them. So thanks a lot for being on. Folks,
you're
make
welcome,
sure
Jeff.
We light up his we light up that website. And I will tell you, there's a lot of fantastic free information and books and everything else that you can take advantage of. So make sure you take advantage of it. So thanks a lot. And we'll see you guys back here the very next time.
Thank you for listening to the Freedom Nation podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and all the major channels. Wherever you're listening, please subscribe to the channel and leave a rating and review. If you have friends and family that could benefit from their own Freedom Day, please share with them. Finally, join Freedom Nation by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.